There's an area of Singapore I'll propose many people don't venture to when they visit the tiny nation, and that's the countryside. Yes, Singapore has a countryside with farms. And producer Kate McDonald headed to the area called Kranji to meet Manda Fu, CEO of Bollywood Veggies. She's also secretary of the Kranji Countryside Association. And Manda Fu has a big point to make that even a city-state can have and should have an agricultural industry.
Hello, Mando. It's Kate. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, Kate. Welcome to Singapore. Welcome to paradise in Singapore, Bollywood Veggies in the Kranji countryside.
It is very different from where I've been the last couple of days.
Yes, it's an edible landscape here. We're not prim and proper, if you will. We are all about getting immersed in nature.
So what type of vegetables do you grow here at Bollywood Veggies?
Oh gosh, we grow indigenous native vegetables. Anything that you can eat, we have here. I would venture to say we've got hundreds of types of vegetables, but we specialise in bananas here. We've got 30 over different types of bananas, ornamental bananas and edible bananas. And this is because bananas are representative of our region. You know, it's a tropical fruit. It's a versatile fruit. It's also a very strong fruit. It takes a dynamite to kill the plant. So, this farm was started by Mrs. Ivy Singh Lim, a lazy farmer. So, she didn't want diseases and everything getting into the plants. Bananas are very hardy this way. But as you can see, we also have a lot of different types of fruits. We've got the longan tree right here. Longan is a small tropical fruit. We've also got drumstick trees, moringa trees.
What are drumstick trees?
Well, they're originally from the Himalayas, but adapted to many different types of climates. And drumstick trees are very, very good for your health. The leaves contain a lot of calcium, 4 times as much calcium as milk, per unit. And grown in many developing countries to supplement the health of, say, breastfeeding mothers and malnourished children. So we grow a lot of these trees. We make it into a tempura on our restaurant, served farm to table.
When I was waiting to meet you, I was served some fig tea.
Fig tea comes from our leaves of the fig tree. We've got several fig trees around in the farm. Asian figs, the Asian variety of figs, and they produce really nice fruit, but the leaves are also very good for you. They're very high in antioxidants, vitamins, and so we pluck them out, dry them, brew them into a tea, and show some love to our customers.
Now, how big is this area?
10 acres. We have 10 acres on Bollywood Veggies.
And is this whole area open to the public to walk around? Like, it's Sunday here and there's lots of families. Can they go basically anywhere around?
Well, yes, it is open to the public. We're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. We very much believe in this space is for the community. Even though Mrs. Ivy Singh Lim, the founder and the owner of Bollywood Veggies, led a very fortunate life, she loves to share. So this garden is for them to come to learn about all the indigenous plants, the native plants that you can have in Singapore, to be immersed in nature, enjoy the beautiful flowers. And even on weekdays, we are also hosting many school groups, because we're one of the, special places in Singapore that you can really come and learn about plants and their uses and look at a sustainable, planet-friendly farm.
Well, Mando, it's about 32, 33 degrees, so why don't we go and find somewhere with some shade? Oh no, there are lots of trees, but sit down and have a chat.
Sure, come with me.
Okay, thank you.
I do run Bollywood Veggies. I was appointed the chief executive officer, but I'm no stranger to the Kranji countryside. I've been working here for 8 years on this farm, and also as the secretary of the Kranji Countryside Association, which is an association of 48 members.
How many farms are in the area?
Official records would tell you, something around 200. Not all of them are working farms, and also not all of them are producing food. There are other types of growers as well, such as horticultural businesses, so flowers and ornamental plants, and also ornamental fish. Because back in the 2000s and 1990s, Singapore was very big on ornamental fish. We exported a lot of ornamental fish. We were the biggest exporters, actually.
Has it always been farming land?
All of Singapore's land used to be farming land. Even Orchard Road used to be Gambia farms, pepper farms. And so our history is that of a farming nation. So this part of Singapore, rather remote, came into being because farms were pushed out further and further to the edges when we were developing and we needed more land for housing, more land for infrastructure, more land for schools and things like that. So I would say the majority of farmers that are in the Kranji countryside today moved here in the 1980s and the 1990s. Many came from other farming enclaves such as Punggol, such as Bukit Timah, such as Jurong. There were other farming communities there that were resettled. So this area has been known for farming, I would say, for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, I've got some stats here that Singapore got its independence in 1965. It produced 60% of its vegetables, 80% of its poultry, and 100% of its eggs, and even exported pork. And now the farming land of Singapore makes up, what, 1% of the total land mass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We did export pork, and we were very self-sufficient in all the other items that you mentioned. Today, there's no more pig farming in Singapore. That was phased out in the 1970s, 1980s. It was deemed as a polluting industry. And now we focus on three core food groups, the eggs, the leafy vegetables, and the fish. We've got many other types of farmers in Singapore that are producing other livestock, but these are really the exception rather than the norm.
And what makes Kranji countryside so special?
Well, you know, when you're driving into the countryside, you won't even think it's Singapore, would you? It is a very unique space in Singapore. It has been recognised as a special part of Singapore where the last vestiges of farms survive. So it's special because it's full of heritage. We are beside the Kranji War Cemetery. We are also in our vicinity is also the Sungai Buloh Wetland Reserve. We've got the military near us, you know, our defense lands, universities, and smallholder farms, larger farms. So it's really an ecosystem of it's a community, and it's a special part of Singapore because it's very much a kampung still. You know, we're not overly built up. You don't see any shopping malls in this area. You don't even have a public bus service. So in a way, it's a village. It's a countryside within our global city-state.
And can we talk about some of the challenges you've got ahead then? So the government has deemed this land they want to, they're not going to continue the leases they were meant to expire in 2017, but because of a fight that you and the public have also done, so you've got another 2 years, and they want this to be training ground for the military. Uh-huh. Is there not another area where they could put the military training land?
I would agree with you. I mean, I think that I wouldn't know how critical the need for the military land is because this information doesn't reach people like me. However, common sense tells me that if military already takes up 20% of your land area in Singapore, if your military also owns land in places like Australia, four times the land area of Singapore, the land that they own in Australia, if your military trains in so many other countries, the last place you would want to redevelop as military training grounds would be farmland in your own country. I also have to clarify something. The entire Kranji countryside, not all of it is affected by the military redevelopment. It's just a part that contains now 62 farms, and that's probably about half of it. Last year, they had a two-year extension so that they only move in 2019. Just 2 weeks ago, they had news that they were given a further two-year extension. So now they can stay till 2021. So, you know, while this is a welcome news and this is good news for the farmers, you can really see the main challenge here is that there isn't a long-term plan for the farming industry. There isn't a long-term plan for agriculture. If there were, the farmers wouldn't be given short-term extension after short-term extension. This makes it very difficult for them to plan for the future. And for us to have a viable agricultural industry, there is a real need to ring-fence a certain portion for use for agriculture because food security is a very important issue, it's a very pressing issue in the world. Even small city-states like Singapore need to be somewhat sufficient in some of their food production.
Because Singapore is marketed as such a foodie destination, So do you have support from the restaurants, from some of the big name chefs in the country?
Well, this is a growing movement, you know, supporting local, going local. It is a growing movement, and we've seen support steadily grow in the past, I would say, 5-10 years. 3 years ago, we launched our flagship event called the Kranji Countryside Farmers Market. So our first market, we expected maybe 500, 600 people to come. We had 4,000 people come over 2 days. You know, the farmers were sold out within 2 hours. They were floored. And that was when I think was the tipping point. They understood then that the local food movement was really growing. Now we're on our 10th edition, and our market is now 12,000, 15,000 people.
You're also making great inroads on the international agricultural scene as well, I believe. Mm-hmm. So can you just tell us a bit about that, please, Mando?
Sure. We are a proud member of the Royal Agricultural Society of the Commonwealth, the only Asian member, tiny country, tiny city-state, joined them about, I would say now, 8-9 years ago. It all started when two of our young farmers, the now President Kenny Eng and the now Honorary Secretary Chelsea, were invited to New Zealand to present a paper on smallholder agriculture and how entertainment, agritainment can help increase the revenue of smallholder farms. So after that, we became very involved with the society and bidded to host the 27th Commonwealth Agricultural Conference. We hosted it last year. We had 300 delegates come in from all over the Commonwealth. Our objective was really to change the perception that there's no space for agriculture in a city-state. And to our great delight, our effort was recognised by the Singapore Tourism Board when we won the Best Association Conference earlier this year at the Singapore Tourism Awards.
Well, Mando, maybe next time instead of coming to the Shangri-La dialogue talking about national security and defence, we can come to your conference and see all of this. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoy your time in the beautiful Kranji countryside.
And that's Manda Fu, the CEO of Bollywood Veggies and secretary of the Kranji Countryside Association. And it certainly does sound different to the rest of very urban, very 21st century Singapore. Manda was speaking to producer Kate McDonald, who travelled to the north of the island. It's about an hour's trip on the train, and you can visit some of the farms in the area. Maybe something a bit different for you next time you visit Singapore, which I strongly urge on you. It's not the place that a lot of you may have visited in the 80s, as somebody was saying to me recently.